This part of the Detroit bankruptcy has been framed like kind of a Sophie's choice. On the one hand, you've got pensioners who are owed millions, maybe even billions of dollars that the city says it just can't pay them. There are people like 86-year-old Juanita Hernandez, who says she will lose her home if her pension gets cut.
Then definitely I'm going to have to move out, and I know I cannot live on the retirement money that I'm going to be getting.
Yet on the other hand, you've got the DIA with its world-class collection worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And the DIA has been a bedrock part of Detroit's culture for decades. There are those of you out there who are old enough to remember the peppy 1970s commercial for the DIA. You gotta have a- So nobody wants to see this art sold off, right? And no one wants to tell people like Juanita, your pension is going bust.
Because this asset that's sitting on the wall, which I'm enjoying, is not being used to alleviate their suffering.
That's Bruce Miller. He is a Detroit labor lawyer who also has a membership at the DIA. And it seemed like no one was going to be able to think of a solution. And then, back in the fall, the guys who were mediating the bankruptcy negotiations, Judge Gerald Rosen and attorney Eugene Dreiker, they come up with this idea. What if they found a different way to raise the money that the city would get from selling the art? Think around the $500 million range. If they could do it, they could give that money to the city to help Detroit pay its pensioners and thereby also save the art.
Well, it struck me in reading that was going to be a bit of a hard sell.
This is Dr. Paul Skop. He's a retired Wayne State professor, and he made his fortune starting a really successful chemical company. And he was reading about this grand bargain in the newspaper one morning, and he was thinking, these guys are going to need some help to get people on board.
And so I composed an email, ran it by my wife, of course, Carol, pledging $5 million toward that project, toward that grand bargain.
This was kind of this tipping point. In a matter of months, the fund had $330 million in pledges, ranging from big foundations like Ford and Knight and Kresge to small checks coming from people all over the country. Miriam Noland is president of the Community Foundation of Southeast Michigan, which is organizing these donations.
We have now received contributions into the fund from Maine, Oregon, Illinois, Florida, and even one from Scotland.
So celebrate, right? Break out the party horns. Hang on. Here's one problem. They still need to raise $170 million more. And the negotiators and museum officials are really hoping that the state is going to chip in some of this money.
We hope that they see $330 million on the table to which they can hopefully contribute.
That's Anne-Marie Erickson. She's the executive vice president of the Detroit Institute of Arts. And problem number two is that the grand bargainers want the DIA to go private, essentially to become a private nonprofit so that this kind of bankruptcy threat can't happen again. But that would be complicated because the museum gets $230 million over 10 years from millages.
Quite frankly, without the millage support from the three counties, this museum could not continue to operate.
These are all complications, but they can be sorted out later. Right now, for this plan to work, the DIA first needs that next $170 million. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.